Hello, hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking with people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote? I said the Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Independent. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain? This November, you're going to vote, right? Very certain?
Oh, how likely am I to vote?
Yeah, yes. Yes, sir.
Medium.
Somewhat certain. Okay, thank you. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about a right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increasing to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hire more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increase school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, will you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 50 cents per
month?
No.
No?
You will not.
The answer is no. No.
Thank you. Okay, once you know, just let me know. We'll go a lot quicker that way. The second ballot issue will be the school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings.
Is it increasing taxes? Because it's just
yes, sir. It's going to be another.
Yeah, anything you got that says increase taxes, just put no.
So you will vote no for an increase on an okay, no problem. And knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school buildings projects than a larger bond, will you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to $27.50 a year, an increase in taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
Increase in taxes? No.
Yes, no. Every time they increase it, I hear you.
Yeah, if you're increasing taxes, just put no. You don't even got to read the question.
No, I have to, but I got what you're saying. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District says it could meet all its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000
no.
of home value? No? Okay.
No.
You will vote no. Okay. Following up, opponents to tax increases ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado, which there comes to you, property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek School when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree? Strongly agree, right?
Yeah, I agree with that, yep.
I strongly agree, okay, thank you. Lastly, here are some famous supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us a reason for voting yes. Rate each one as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not at all persuasive reasons for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for kindergarten to 12th grade schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very persuasive. I'm not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. School buildings that are 30, 40, 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Passing the Mill Levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competitive neighboring school districts in keeping out quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch the first of its kind Aspiring Educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teachers, educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus. We almost done, thank you. I just got to read you this. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high paying in demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demands technology skill. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into
not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Thank you. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will keep thousands more students cope with today's pressure and be safer and more productive learners. Some very persuasive, some persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Okay, the last one. Continuous security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Some purposes, no purposes, not purposes at all.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. We are 70%. We are almost done. After hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expense space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay, as a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 or home value, you vote yes or no for a CCSD property tax increase.
No,
thank you. And what is your gender, male or female? I know what you sound like, but I got to read it verbatim. What is your gender?
I'm a man.
I'm sorry? Thank you. And what is your age? It's between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up.
What was it? The first one?
18 to 39, 40 to 54.
39? Yeah, first one.
Thank you. And do you have any children under 18? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And do you have any children attend the Cherry Creek School District school?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Black, African American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander?
None of those.
I'm sorry?
None of those.
Okay. Just, what is your race? I'm sorry?
Sorry?
Your race, is it black, African American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic?
Yeah, none of those.
None of those? Other? Okay.
Other, yeah.
Okay, then, no problem. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.